Blog Talk Radio.
On the back porch of the Private Officer Beat Radio Studios here in Charlotte, North Carolina, after a minor snowstorm, you're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio, a production of Private Officer International. I'm your host, Rick McCann. Beautiful day here on the porch of the studios, 53 degrees after a low of 23. And we're looking for sunny skies for the next few days. I'm sure many of you got a taste of that winter weather. A few snowflakes here and there, some icy roads. And they're calling for rain next week for 3 or 4 days. Some flooded is expected, already being announced in some areas. Several states, including Tennessee, has had its share of flooding. Kentucky, Alabama. This is a unique winter so far, but I've seen snowfall and even blizzards in late April, and you never know what Mother Nature is going to throw at us next. We've had a tornado here in Charlotte about 2 weeks ago. We've had snow, we've had flooding, rain. Many of you have reported similar conditions. And today, well, we're going to be talking about being prepared, being well prepared for Mother Nature, for the weather, for man-made hazards, disasters, and how we can help our community to stay safe. This is the Private Officer Beat Radio, and we're glad that you've joined us. We have many listeners from across the U.S. and around the world. We tell you pretty frequently about the many emails that we receive from many countries and areas that we have not traveled to, and really are surprised that so many do listen from so far away. But we are happy that you do join us, and we ask that you join our association. Go to privateofficer.org today, sign up to be a member, and receive more than 45 member benefits. And we have a lot of members in other countries, and more than 30, and that seems to be changing with each year. We're getting more and more attention from foreign countries, so we're very, very happy about that. We already do business in the UK, Canada, and the US. We have some supporters and soon-to-be partners in Brazil. We have worked with other countries in the past. We are working right now with the France members. We have chapters in South Africa, Canada. We have a lot of members, and in many different countries and provinces and places that really are doing some good work in the recent years. And as we continue to grow, we expect that our international membership will continue to grow with it. In fact, we may even have something happening brewing over in the Netherlands. We don't know. We're working on seeing what we can do with possibly some new partners over in that area. And if you are listening in any country, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. Shucks. Even if you're in Mars, Pluto, if you're up there, wherever you are and you're listening, sure, we'll be happy to bring you on as a member. Go to privateofficer.org. Today, we're talking about being prepared. Being prepared as the weather becomes more and more intensified. We're seeing more and more hurricanes, tornadoes, flooding in places that never used to flood. Right off the coast of North Carolina, a report that came out last year showing places off the coast that never used to flood with just a normal rainstorm, and now they do. They actually have many flash floodings, and this happens in interior areas as well. In fact, Texas frequently has flooding every time it rains. We have lots of reports coming out of Arkansas, Tennessee flooding this past year. It doesn't have to be a tornado, hurricane, or a major event. Just a normal rainstorm seems to bring some street-level flooding, some flash flooding, and causes water rescues, even in my city of Charlotte, North Carolina. Every time it rains a little hard, especially if it's more than just a quick flash-in-the-pan shower, we have water rescues, and we get dispatched out to water rescues in the same areas, low-lying areas, and it's getting worse and worse. So today we are talking about being prepared for the weather. We're talking about being prepared for man-made disasters, responding to the many different conditions and environments that we see and we have to live in our world today. So if you're listening, tell your friends, tell your coworkers to listen in or to listen by our streaming platform. Yeah, that's right. Our radio shows can be streamed 24/7. You don't have to catch it when it actually airs. You can hear it anytime, day or night, whenever you are available at the office, at home, wherever you might be. We do have a streaming service. In fact, you can go back and listen to the first radio show. We're at episode 500 now, and you'll be able to go back to 01 and listen. You'll be able to go back and listen to episode 50 if you want to. Our streaming service is on demand 24/7. Check it out today right here on our platform. You can also go to iTunes, Rapacy. You can go to Google. You can check out our YouTube website. They are available there, and many other sites, in fact. So check them out today. And there's a lot of good training. We've had a lot of good interviews over the years, and we anticipate having many more. And we're working, in fact, on a new radio platform. So check it out today. We're also, if you're not aware, we're also in development right now of some new web series. One is called Gone But Not Forgotten. It goes over and documents the missing security officers and officers killed in the line of duty. In fact, we had another security officer that went missing in Kentucky in the last week and a half. Has not been found, has not been heard of, has not been recovered. And over the last 2 years, we've had four security officers disappear, two from the job site and two on the way to work. Very, very unusual. But check out Gone But Not Forgotten. We also have a brand new web series as well called Patrol Division. And this is a ride-along. We're going to be on the beat with many different proactive special police officers, regular city and town, county police officers, and security patrol officers around the country. Our first film filming already has been completed. We have several others, private departments and special police that we're scheduling right now to go out and film some stuff. And so be watching for our new web series, Patrol Division and Gone But Not Forgotten. If you would like to be a special sponsor of the new web series, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Being a sponsor will get you a lot of free PR. It'll get you a display ad across our platforms and websites, and you'll be on the web series as a sponsor. And we have collectively almost 2 million hits a year on our platform, websites, social media. Check us out today. Send us an email at helpdesk@privateofficer.org. helpdesk@privateofficer.org. We have a lot going on. We really do. So if you're not already a member, go to our website at privateofficer.org. Sign up today for more than 45 member benefits, including mentoring programs, award programs, a free will and testament for your state updated every year. We have discount and free training. We have credit unions. We have auto and hotel discounts. We have equipment discounts. We have a lot of different programs that we can assist you with, and so much more. privateofficer.org. Now, we are going to take our first quick break. When we come back, a lot to talk about. We're talking today about being prepared for the environment that you work in, being prepared for the weather, being prepared for man-made disasters, just overall being prepared, having the right equipment, the right training, the right mindset, and being ready at the drop of a hat. That's what it's all about. I've been involved in emergency services since I was 17, and I've learned from a young age, trust me, you have to be ready for anything at any time, and that's what I've been trained in emergency services, the military, law enforcement, and so today, I just want to pass a few little tidbits of information along to you on how you, too, can be better prepared. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio, and we're coming right back.
Hi, everyone. Did you know that one organ donor can save up to 8 lives? The need for organ donors now is greater than ever. 120,000 people right now in the U.S. are waiting for an organ transplant. 95% of Americans support organ donation, but only a little over a half are registered. My charity, HealthCore, has teamed up with Donate Life and Organize.org to save up to 500,000 lives by getting 62,500 folks to register as organ donors. If you're not registered, click the Register Now link to stand up and be counted. And when you're done, go on Facebook and tell us your story and add my hashtag OrgansWill. For example, you might say, hashtag OrgansWillMakeADifference. I'm an organ donor. Are you?
If you're not already receiving breaking news and our bi-weekly newsletter, Officer Don Reports, and discount training news in your personal or business email, then go to our website right now at privateofficer.org. privateofficer.org. A Dropbox will come down, just fill out your info, and you'll be the first, one of the first, for sure, to know about what's happening in the security industry. You'll know when a security officer is killed. You'll also get these great discounts on training and equipment and so much more. privateofficer.org. And if you're not already a member of the Private Officer International Association, sign up while you're there today. Become a lifetime member for just $99, and we'll also include a free Private Officer International patch and lapel pin. If you are already a member, that's great, and we appreciate you. We'd like for you to spread the news and tell your coworkers, employees, and others in the industry about the Private Officer Group and how they can become a member and enjoy more than 40 member benefits.
I met Luke when I was pretty much born. We kind of just grew up together. He got his license when he was 16. We were going to the beach, and Luke was driving, and I was in the passenger seat. And all of a sudden, I don't remember anything. I wasn't conscious for it. We got hit by a drunk driver. I feel like I knew right away that it was never going to be the same. I don't know. The doctors, they were telling me I was so lucky to be alive. When I found out that he died on impact, I didn't really feel lucky. And sometimes I still don't. Drinking and driving is completely unnecessary, and I think it's selfish if you do it. It's not worth taking that risk, because you never know what's going to happen.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector, right here on the Private Officer Radio Network. Now don't go away, because we are coming right back when we've got a whole lot more right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio. At Armor College, a public safety institute, we train those who help others. Paramedics and emergency medical technicians, firefighters, police officers, law enforcement, private security, bail enforcement, and those on the front line. Check us out today at armorcollege.org. ARMOUR college.org. We'll even bring the school to you. Armor College, a public safety institute. All right, we are back here on the Private Officer Radio Beat Radio right here in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're broadcasting live. Remember, if you're looking for body armor or protective wear, our friends over at Body Armor USA has what it takes to protect you and keep you protected. Look them up today for all of the latest protective gear, body armor, gloves, stab-proof vest, all kind of safety wear. Body Armor USA, call them and let them know that Private Officer International has sent you their way. This week, we're over here on the news desk looking at the news, and there's always an astounding amount of news. Now, if you want to get all of the latest news in your email box, you want to be alerted to security officers that are injured or killed, you want to have breaking news and our newsletters sent to you, all that you have to do is go to our website. They are 100% free, privateofficer.org. A box will drop down. You fill it out, and I guarantee you that the next day you'll start receiving emails. Now, I do want to just make this one little note, side note. We have people that sign up all the time, and then they opt out of the newsletter saying, oh, it's not what I expected, or, oh, I get so many, too many emails from you. We only send maybe 4 or 5 emails a week, sometimes not even that, And then we have our newsletters twice a week. If you're not looking to get the news, if you're not looking to stay informed, then probably this won't work for you. It's not the right format, because you're going to get the latest news. You're going to get training announcements, upcoming training, officer down reports, and a whole lot more. PrivateOfficer.org. Sign up today. It's free, and I think you will enjoy it. Coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, jurors have awarded a woman who was involved in a car accident with a Loomis armored truck back in 2017. Involved in an accident, she's been awarded $584,000 after the accident shattered her arm. Police found that the truck's driver, Jabari Hollis, had failed to stop for a traffic signal and turned in front of the woman in an Atlanta intersection. Now, along with that, she's going to receive $100,000 for her medical bills. And also, the driver was found to be at fault. They had originally requested $3.7 million, but they got much less than what they had asked for. Two people have been arrested in Detroit, Michigan, after a security officer at the Greektown Casino, while doing his rounds inside the casino, he found a duffel bag. And inside the duffel bag, he found a what the police call a high-powered rifle and ammo. Marlo Smith, 23, of Cleveland, has been arrested for carrying a concealed weapon. A second person was also arrested after security went back and viewed the video with the Michigan State Police. Police are not yet sure if they were planning a mass shooting. One investigator said he believed possibly it was drug-related, but they're still investigating, and possibly some other charges could come out of this. In New York, at the Rensselaer Institute, Polytechnic Institute, a student died after he had the flu. He called 911. Now, he was from China, and evidently there was some communication issues, and when EMS arrived on campus, they couldn't locate what building or dorm he was in, and he was found after a few hours, and he was deceased. And this is something that does happen from time to time. A lot of universities have international students. They don't always speak good English, and it is a problem. It's also a problem just in our everyday communities. And so even though you might speak two or three different languages, you can't speak them all. And it's really a problem. I use Google Translate whenever there's a problem like that. But there are some other devices available that translates, you know, 100 different languages. And if you're in an assignment, a location where you are with international people from other countries, this might be a device that you might want to use. In Stockton, California, a security officer was assaulted with a pickaxe during an armed robbery at a jeweler. Police said that at the Kevin Schemke Jewelers, a man forced his way into the building and then began robbing the place. A security officer on duty also was hit with that pickaxe and had to be taken to the hospital. He deployed his pepper spray and taser, but it was not enough to stop the man. In South Bend, Indiana, a security officer was arrested at a downtown hotel after a homeless man was found to be trespassing. He tried to get him off the property. The homeless man pulled a butter knife. The security officer got into an altercation and began punching him. The man fell to the ground, and the security officer kicked him repeatedly. As seen on surveillance cameras, the security officer was arrested and charged with assault. The security officer has been identified as Thomas James Heckman, and he was released on a bond for a court appearance. In Chicago, Illinois, police there say that SWAT has been deployed to the transit authority to the stations as well as throughout public transit system because of the violent incidents that have happened, including shootings and homicides. Some people in the community and some politicians are not happy about that, but Chicago police said that they need to get a handle on the violence. A man caught at a Wisconsin Myers store, that's kind of like a Walmart if you're not familiar with them, security caught the man with $220 worth of merchandise. He fled. Police caught up with him, took him into custody, and it turns out that the man was wanted on felony warrants out of Alabama. This happens frequently. In fact, just at a Target store within the last week, Target security in North Carolina caught a shoplifter, and when police arrived and ran his name, he was actually wanted in the neighboring state of Virginia for killing his mother. In Orange County, Florida, police there say a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agent allegedly shot and killed his wife and two sons in their Florida home before then committing suicide. Police are not identifying him, but said that he was middle-aged and he had several school-age children. In Austin, Texas, police there have arrested a man, an insurance agent, indicted him for $9 million fraud on the elderly. Police said that the insurance representative, Brett Bittensberger, the investigation had gone on for quite some time, and now he's been charged with multiple felonies. If you haven't already seen on our website and our news blog, we've listed the top mass shootings of 10 fatalities or more in the last 30, 40 years, and the number of security officers that have been killed in those. Go to our website and check it out today. In Verona, Mississippi, which is near Tupelo, police there say that a woman who worked as a security officer disappeared from her job site in October 2007. Demakia Finzi, 26, was supposed to pick up her children after school, but never did, and disappeared in her red Pontiac Grand Am. Police searched, but there's been nothing, no evidence, no signs of life. But recently, in Olive Branch, Mississippi, police there said that her ex-husband was just taken into custody for trying to kill his current wife. Now police are putting the two and twos together and the puzzle pieces, and they believe that possibly the missing security officer, the wife of the man just arrested, may have been a victim of murder, and they're trying to locate her. Right now, the man, the husband, the ex-husband, is being held on $1 million bond for trying to kill his current wife. And police and other agencies are working on trying to come up with some more evidence that possibly, you know, he did kill his security officer wife. A man has been arrested in LaPlace, Louisiana. He dragged a police officer after shoplifting at a Walmart. Police said that the man, later identified as Joseph Ray Hollingsworth, 44, faces a number of felony charges because of that situation. In East Brunswick, New Jersey, two men arrested after a smash and grab of $157,000 of jewelry. Andrew Joyner, 35, and Gary Dunbar, 23, both are charged with robbing the store. An armed correction officer in Greenville, Tennessee this week, this is a very sad story. He was targeting a woman that he had been dating, and he followed her to a store parking lot in Greenville, Tennessee. That's between Knoxville and Nashville. It's in the middle of the highway, Greenville, Tennessee, and the woman called police. Now, when police arrived, Travis Mullins, 29, who was a county corrections officer working for the sheriff's department at the time and in full uniform,
pointed his firearm at police officers that arrived, deputy sheriffs. And they shot and killed him. Very sad, tragic. You don't understand sometimes what people are going through, what they're thinking. And this was a situation where law enforcement had to shoot and kill law enforcement. In Louisiana, a security officer working school traffic as a traffic guard for the police department was struck and killed 67-year-old Larry Bordeaux of Thibodeau, Louisiana, was struck by a vehicle while he was directing traffic. Police said that the guard was hit by an F-150 pickup truck. He was a U.S. Army veteran. He began working for the Sheriff's Department in 2016 as a traffic officer. And the crash is still under investigation by the state police. No arrest has been made at this time. Also in the news, coming out of Herkimer, New York, police and campus security at the Herkimer County Community College are investigating after three people were stabbed during a fight. Security arrived first and began searching the dorms for the suspects. They also was administered first aid. Police are still investigating at this time. Walmart is the scene of many incidents involving both private security and police. But now, three different communities want security to be removed from the Walmart stores and put police in there full time because they say there's just too many calls at those stores. And we've actually seen this over the last couple of years where even stores that have security now are employing full-time police as well to hopefully cut down some of those calls. In Allentown, Pennsylvania, a man has been charged with fighting with security at the Lehigh Valley Hospital. Police said the 28-year-old man faces aggravated felony assault and other related charges. Edward Woods of Allentown was still struggling with three security officers on the second floor when police arrived. He assaulted and resisted them during the handcuffing process as well. He's currently in jail, and he'll be arraigned coming up this week. In Duval, Texas, police there have, the school system there has officially joined other Central Texas school districts in creating its own police department. Now, in Texas, ISD, which are independent school districts, not part of any other system, often have their own in-house police departments. And now Duval is also creating its own police department. And they have the same authority as any police department. Those officers graduate from the law enforcement academy. They're not security guards. They're full regular police officers. A security guard is accused of sexually assaulting an elderly resident at a Mesa assisted living center. Police conducted an investigation at the Heritage Village Adult Care Center in Mesa and has arrested Manuel Quarrel, 58, and charged him in the sexual assaults. He has since been fired. Police are investigating if there are any other victims out there. They're not releasing too much information, and obviously we can understand why they don't do this. There are a number of other security officer assault stories this week that has happened. Go to our website at Private Officer and link to our news blog. I do want to tell you of this other story coming out of Dallas. A security firm was staying at an apartment on an apartment complex, the Villas de Lago Apartments in the 2900 block of Clydesdale Drive. It was a new contract. They were working the security, working with the management team, security officers together. It was a new purchase or a new takeover from this company, and the security company was brought in because it was a little rough. Well, while they were sleeping in an apartment, multiple gunshots, in fact, 15 gunshots were fired into the apartment. One security officer was struck. but he was soon released. I have never stayed overnight at any apartment complex or client's property, but we have used their offices and some of the apartments as offices. So, you know, when you're working in a rough neighborhood, you know, unfortunately, these are the things that happen. Mississippi, in Jackson, a security officer at the Baptist Hospital was gunned down. He went to investigate a disturbance in the parking lot. It turned out to be a domestic-related situation. The man shot and killed a female, and 64-year-old security officer Browning Luckett Jr. was also killed by gunfire. Police then said the man responsible left and was later found dead of suicide in a cemetery not too far from the hospital. A lot of news always coming in. We have more than 2,500 news streaming right here in our office. We also get a lot of press releases, news releases, personal contacts, and tip lines. So if you have something, if you see something that you think we might be interested in, send it to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we still have a lot more that we want to talk about, including having the right equipment, having the right training, having the right mindset, being well prepared for anything that comes your way. We'll be right back.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
34, be advised, Mary Queen, please come in closely with the suspect and the victim.
Are you shopping around for armed or unarmed security training, CPR first aid training, lethal or non-lethal training in and around the greater Metro Charlotte area? Do you want to be SLED certified so that you can maybe start a new career or make some part-time income? Then check out Premier Training Academy, Charlotte, North Carolina's leading academy for all things training. 704-806-4933. Ask for John. Premier Training, we're here to train you so that you don't make mistakes. Premier Training Academy, Metro Charlotte's premier training service. 704-806-4933. Disasters today are really multiplying, and being prepared, being equipped, being trained has really become a necessary part of the job for both law enforcement, public safety / private security. It does not really matter anymore where you're working, if it's on a apartment complex or a hotel, a shopping mall, or just an office complex. So many different types of environmental, hazmat, and other type of disasters and emergencies can occur. And it's always when you least expect it, when you're least prepared, when you're not ready, not even thinking about something like this happening, that it does. In today's world, we're looking at more and more environmental disasters, weather
disasters, man-made disasters, hazmat situations, flooding, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, chemical spills, and the list, it goes on and on. Truthfully, if you really sat down and penned out every type of disaster or emergency that could take place on almost any type of property, you would well be over 50 on your list. You would have more than 50 different things that could happen. People often think that it's not going to happen to them and it's not going to happen to where they're at, and things like this just aren't heard of where we are. But look around at the changes in the environment, at the changes in the weather. Look around at the influx of environmental hazards, chemical hazards, and even disasters that are man-made because of sometimes intentional, and sometimes it's accidental. Intentional, as in somebody sending a hazardous material through the mail. It just happened this week again, and it had to evacuate the whole complex. Or it could be an accident. One of our security professionals in Maryland last year was working on an account, and it was multiple different types of businesses in a high rise. Well, one of them was a chemist, and they did chemical testing and development, and they mixed the wrong chemicals, and they had an explosion, and they had to evacuate the whole building, but they had to do it very safely because the chemicals were hazardous and also explosive, and it did catch a fire. We're seeing more and more of this happening, and as a frontline officer, you certainly will be involved in one of these soon if you haven't already. Having the right equipment, having the right training, having the right mindset in each one of these emergencies, disasters is imperative. You got to be well prepared from the inside out. You might have all of the right uniform on. You might look sharp in the uniform. But if you're not of the right mindset of how to address, respond, and handle each of these situations, well, it could simply be a disaster. Have you ever noticed in the last couple of years all of the extra duty gear that police officers are required now to not only have on their belt, but in their vehicles? Do you know that many police departments are now being issued casualty tactical EMS kits? They're now being given O2 oxygen, respirators, valve, BVM, valve mask, where we can resuscitate people a lot easier. Police are carrying tourniquets, Narcan, and that list goes on and on. And now, instead of just a police officer, now the police are becoming true first responder public safety, as in some departments across the country. The departments are small, and they have always had the responsibilities of being a firefighter, an EMT, and a police officer, and they change hats continuously. In a small agency that I was with many years ago, we were police officers, EMTs, and many of us volunteer firefighters, so that when any of those type of calls came in, we could be the first on the scene and apply whatever measures we had to stop, prevent, or help things before EMS and fire department was on scene. So do we expect that security officers build 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 different type of to-go bags? Do we expect you to carry a trunk load of first responder equipment? No, not necessarily, but we really think that you need to be more prepared now than ever. Start looking at yourself as a true responder. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether or not it's required. It matters that you want to do the right thing. You want to help people. You want to be a true professional. I've mentioned many times before, you know, I've had some security officers say, well, I'm not a paramedic. I'm not an EMT. And my company doesn't even give us CPR. I'm not going to try and do anything. I'm just going to call 911. Well, that's all well and good, but how do you feel when you stand there and that person dies of a cardiac arrest that might have been saved if you only, you know, applied some chest compressions or maybe even some breath, rescue breath? How do you feel now? If you're really that cold and callous, you're in the wrong business and you shouldn't be in the field, because security today is being called on to be the first responder and not to count on law enforcement being there first, not to count on the ambulance, the fire department getting there, because they're not going to be there as quick as you think they should be. And you are there and you should be trained at least to the minimal standards to be able to help people. So what equipment should you carry? I recommend that you start out with a simple emergency bag. And in that bag, you carry simple equipment, an extra flashlight and batteries, some rain gear, some boots. And when I talk about boots, we're talking about all-weather boots that you can go out, you know, in a flooded area, snow. We recommend that you carry an extra cell car charger. And for that flashlight, make sure that it's charged up. A lot of flashlights these days come with the cigarette plug so that they can always be charged. I recommend that. A first aid kit. You should have a good prepared first aid kit with some large gauze. Don't buy these little $12, $15 first aid kits. They're okay for a cut or a scratch or something minor, but not when somebody's been shot, not when somebody has a large amount of trauma. So you want to have a good-sized bag that has large gauze, some something that's going to be able to cover a sinking chest wound, plastic or something. You want to have some first aid gauze, some tape, scissors, just enough to help somebody that's had a traumatic wound, help to prevent the shock until EMS can get on the scene. If you want to start a secondary bag that would have some additional equipment for responding to severe weather situations or hazmat situations, that's all well and good, but you should have at least a minimal bag of the things that I have mentioned. Emergencies, disasters, weather-related, man-made threats, these are really on the rise, and all that you have to do is watch your local news, and you'll see it right there. And it is our job, not only to protect others, but don't you want to protect yourself? Don't you want to be prepared? Just 2 weeks ago, out of the blue, it was not announced. They said there may be some strong winds during a thunderstorm, but at our office on Thursday, 2 weeks ago, we had a tornado. Not only one, but six tornadoes hit the Charlotte metro area, and it damaged our office, our homes, our employees' homes, friends' homes. We were without power for 3 days. Some places was without power for 5 or 6 days. No internet, no phone. You have to be prepared, because if you're not, and disaster of any magnitude hits, you're going to be in a world of hurt. You won't be able to help others, and you won't be able to help yourself. And depending on what part of the country you live in, you're going to experience different type of disasters. Now, here in Charlotte, North Carolina, they've had a few inbound inland hurricanes that have come off the coast of North Carolina, and it's done some damage. But in recent years, they've had even stronger hurricanes reaching 200 miles inland to the metropolitan area. We've had a lot of floods. Tornadoes in the last 5 years have picked up. I've lived on the coast of Alabama and the Gulf Coast. I've had a house there where we saw tornadoes and hurricanes.
I have seen the escalation. I've lived along the coast of Alabama. I travel along the Atlantic. I go to the Pacific. I travel in between the states of the U.S. on a regular basis in my businesses. I've seen the changes over the last 10 years or so. And it's important that you prepare, train up. Don't be caught in the middle of a disaster, a man-made disaster or a natural disaster. Don't be caught up in a situation where you just don't have the right equipment, the right wherewithal, knowledge, and training to proceed and save yourself and others. We need to be prepared, and that's the whole gist of this radio show today. Be prepared for whatever comes your way. Now, recently, there's been a number of public safety agencies at private schools, colleges, universities, and some individual private security officers and some contract security companies who have begun issuing a couple pieces of equipment. And we've heard from several people who said they were ridiculed and made fun of by other security, private security personnel. Now, some of these individual private security officers and agencies have decided to carry a tourniquet on their duty belt, Narcan on their duty belt, or in their vehicles, and they're carrying CPR mask so that they can give respirations without having to worry about contracting any diseases or getting any fluids, blood, saliva, or other things. And they're getting several other people in the security industry laughing at them and pushing back and like, oh, they just want to be cops or cop wannabes, because some police agencies carry the same equipment on their belt now. It's not about trying to pretend to be something. It's not about trying to look like somebody. It's not about trying to create yourself into something that you're not. Nobody is portraying. Nobody's impersonating. Nobody is trying to be nobody else. What they are trying to be is prepared, ready, equipped with the right equipment. This might be all fun and games to some people, but many of us take this serious. And in fact, being in EMS, law enforcement, the fire service, chaplaincy, I have to have multiple go bags. I have to have multiple storage containers in my vehicle, both personal and patrol. And I have to be ready because I might be going to a fire or a medical call or a disaster. Never know. And as a credentialed professional. I can't just pass by a scene. I can't just pass by an emergency. In some states, it's illegal for an EMT, a paramedic, or a firefighter, or even a police officer not to stop and render aid in an emergency. So being prepared is the key to not only saving yourself, but saving others. And having the right equipment, having the right training, the right knowledge, the right mindset, the right gear, the right attitude. This is what it's all going to boil down to when an emergency hits you, your area, your company, your client. If you're not prepared, you're going to be nothing more than a victim. Maybe you're not going to carry all that gear. Maybe you're not going to carry all that equipment. That's fine, because in the field, sometimes you have to make do with whatever's available. But it's, the key is to have the knowledge and the training to know what it is that you are supposed to do, and then adapting and overcoming by using whatever you have available. One of the courses we teach in the tactical first aid and the wilderness first aid, one of the things that we teach is using whatever's around. If you have a person with a broken arm, you might use a book to splinter their arm. If you have, you're out in the woods, you might have to use a tree limb to splint a leg, a broken leg or an arm. You have to adapt, use what's available. But without the training and without the knowledge, without the experience, you can have all the right equipment, you can have all the fancy gear, but it's not going to be enough because you don't know what to do with it. You have to have all of it, all of it. I recommend that at the very least, every security officer have advanced first aid, CPR, AED, naloxone training, and even get some more advanced medical training. Get some disaster training. Get your civilian emergency responder training, your CERT training. It's free. Volunteer at a fire department. Get some advanced knowledge on rescues. It's going to come in handy, I guarantee you. It's going to come in handy. We would love to see everybody be super trained, super equipped, take it super serious. But I just know that many don't and never will. But some of us will, and some of us do, and some of us are prepared. And maybe it'll be us saving your butt one day. But I really encourage you to do what you have to do. Don't look at it like, oh, my employer's not going to pay for that. He's not going to buy my equipment. He's not going to pay for my training. Don't worry about that. There's a lot of agencies that give free training. There's a lot of agencies that give out some basic first aid equipment. Do what you have to do. Buy one piece at a time. Don't eat out at the McDonald's today. Don't eat fast food. Don't buy another pack of cigarettes. Whatever it takes, get the training that you need. Buy the equipment necessary to save yourself and others. That's going to do it for this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. We're glad that you've been here, and we hope to be with you again next week. Remember, be blessed, be safe, and we will see you back here on the radio next time.